This year alone, 30,000 Americans will overdose and die from heroin and opioid painkillers. Here in King County, heroin deaths started really rising in 2009, and then a big jump from 2013 to 2014. Fatal heroin overdoses in King County spiked by 58%. In her new Frontline documentary, Chasing Heroin, filmmaker Marcela Gaviria documents the rise of heroin and what's being done to stop it. For example, Seattle's LEAD program, which aims to get addicts into drug treatment instead of jail.
It's a shade away from decriminalizing drug use in America. And these cops, when they patrol the downtown core of Seattle, have the discretion. They can send somebody to jail, or they can decide to divert them to social services or treatment. But it's fascinating to watch. And so we spend 1 year chasing after social workers and addicts and just seeing how the program works. And this is a story told through the lives of two people that participate in that program. And that's the latter part of our two-hour special focuses on the LEAD program.
Is Seattle's LEAD program looked at as a national model?
You know, it's amazing how it's caught on. You see cities all over the country, from Gloucester, Massachusetts, to, you know, just every Indiana trying new things. But the LEAD program is something that is pretty different, and I think it scares people because it's essentially allowing people to continue to use drugs and just following a harm reduction model to dealing with drug addicts. But 30 cities have signed up to try this new approach, and the program is already up and running in places like Albany and New Mexico. So I think San Francisco is the next city to try it, and Atlanta.
One of the people we meet in your Frontline documentary is a mom from Kent named Carrie Crescia. Will you tell us what happened to her?
You know, Carrie is a remarkable lady. I think she's not unlike anybody that, you know, she's like my mom or my aunt or my big sister. And I was very drawn to her story because she's just the most likable suburban soccer mom. And her descent from painkillers into ended up living in a drug house in Kent, Washington is just quite a tale. And she manages to get herself out of the situation by basically getting incarcerated and being referred to the drug court program of King County. And drug courts has been seen as the solution. This is something that the whole country has gravitated towards, that model. So I wanted to also explore the drug court model and see how it compared to LEAD. And what I have found is that the drug court model is really quite effective as long as people stay in the drug court program. But the second they're let out, it's not clear what happens to people. And it's also true that a lot of people don't make it through this program because it's so rigorous and it's so intense and it's so demanding. So I wanted to explore what happens to those people that just are not a good fit for drug courts. What happens to those people that can't seem to get off drugs?
This Kent woman, Carrie, started out getting addicted to Vicodin, which she got for pain after she gave birth to her child. And I think, Marcela, that part of what makes Carrie's story compelling to some people is the fact that she's a white suburban mom. And I wondered how much of America's concern about a heroin epidemic now is because it's hitting middle-class white people.
It's kind of surprising, or it was surprising to me, to find that 90% of first-time heroin users in this country are now white. Now, we have several people in our program, including a former Attorney General, Eric Holder, that concedes that when an epidemic hits the majority community, and the majority community in this country being white, politicians start to take notice. And another official in the Obama administration says to us on camera, it's not fair and it's not right, but that's the country we're living in.
What's your take on why more people aren't getting treatment for their addictions?
You know, this is the quietest epidemic. I mean, it's full of shame, and it's there's no consumer reports for where to send your child to get treatment, or what's the best protocol, or what medication works. And until families in this country have that information, I think it's going to be really hard to seek treatment. On top of that, relapse rates for heroin are 90% within the first 2 years of getting treatment. That's insane. I mean, as one official told us, it leaves you with the impression that either treatments don't work or addicts can't be treated. And I think, you know, as a nation, until we come to a resolution about how to deal with this problem and understand what addiction is and treat it like the epidemic it is, like when the AIDS epidemic hit, we didn't have a good understanding of how to stop this or how to solve it, but we rallied as a nation and came up with solutions. And I think we're coming to a point where something's got to be done, because clearly the services aren't there, the treatments aren't working, and there's a lot of people that are stuck.
Ultimately, Marcella, what do you hope? You spent so much work on this film. What do you hope it accomplishes?
I wanted to humanize the face of addiction. I think that a lot of us sort of think that, you know, people can't get off drugs because they don't have the willpower. And I was sort of shocked by the gravitational pull that these drugs have on people. I mean, the people that I profiled are, you know, rational, intelligent, accomplished, thoughtful people that cannot get off drugs. And it's very painful to see how consuming and how dangerous and how, you know, they've lost years and years of their life to this addiction. And I wanted people to understand that. And it's 2 hours is a lot to ask somebody to watch, but I think it's a gripping watch. And if you actually hang into the end, you'll be stunned, because since we followed these people for the course of 1 year, you could wager bets on what would have happened at the end of the year, and I would have never predicted the ending that this film has.
Marcella Gaviria produced the Frontline documentary Chasing Heroin. It is, again, set here in the Puget Sound area, so you meet local people caught up, including, you may remember, Penny Legate. She hosted Evening Magazine on Seattle's King TV. She tells the story of her daughter who died of an overdose. The film airs tonight on KCTS 9.